Milner's most recent trip to Haiti stemmed from his previous work with Partners in Health, a medical advocacy group out of Boston. Last December, Jonathan Milner, his wife Carrie Clifford, and their 9-year-old son Owen traveled to Port-au-Prince.
We had an opportunity to go down to Zanmi Beni, which is an orphanage in Port-au-Prince, and it was a profound experience.
Zanmi Beni came into being as a result of the 2010 earthquake. That natural disaster registered a devastating 7.0 on the Richter scale, took an estimated 159,000 lives, and left countless others homeless. The earthquake also made it impossible for the Port-au-Prince Hospital to continue housing the 38 orphans who were abandoned at birth and contained there for their entire lives. One Haitian child's story in particular had a special impact on Jonathan.
I met Patrick last December when he was 18. Patrick was born at the Port-au-Prince General Hospital and abandoned by his parents because he was deaf and had cerebral palsy. The hospital had no resources, so the orphans lived 3 to a crib. Patrick was shackled to a bed, and in fact, he had never been outside or seen the light of day. When the earthquake struck, the hospital was needed for triage, and the Partners in Health folks showed up at the hospital and asked how the orphans were. And the hospital administrator said, "They've survived, they're fine, now take them."
Zanmi Beni staff member, Evans Revelis, describes the quality of life that these disabled children experience in being a part of the orphanage.
Before Patrick come here, he couldn't walk. Every time he's standing, he fell down. But now you can see him running and try to find a way to communicate with everybody come here.
In May of 2013, Milner led a group of 10 students from UNC School of the Arts, who were artists, dancers, and musicians, along with 2 doctors from UNC Chapel Hill to Port-au-Prince. Their trip centered around the Zanmi Beni Orphanage, where they shared their love for art with the Haitian children. The students were prepared for scenes of poverty in Haiti, but the reality on the ground was still shocking for UNCSA saxophone student Grace Gelpe.
I think seeing the trash on the road, it's really sad to think that they can't even have windows. So to think about like all the hurricanes that pass through and what happens to their shelters, it's pretty devastating.
In the midst of the chaos, violist Sean Mulligan says the visible hardships facing the country were often counterbalanced by the loving and resilient nature of the people there.
You look at people without, you know, homes or clothes or just not ideal situations, you know, an orphanage or something like that, and you still hear them singing.
Some students in the group spoke a little French, and a few of the children knew English, but art and body language served as a communication medium when language failed.
Well, yesterday, myself and Jessica, we taught them the Macarena, and that was really uplifting. Like, we also were the handicapped kids because it was arm movements, too.
Ballet dancer Carly Coates. Milner's wife, Carrie Clifford, describes the drum circle.
It just took off. The kids got the buckets and sat around in a circle, and pretty soon there was a crowd gathered. And at that moment, you could see on the faces of the American kids, oh, wow, we're not teaching them rhythm. And then it becomes an exchange.
Many other organizations do mission work in Haiti, but their focus is to provide immediate relief. Jonathan Milner saw an opportunity to forge a continuing relationship.
You know, a lot of people come through here one time, and so the kids meet a lot of people once. And I think when we came back the second time, they went, oh, okay, this is for real. We've seen these people before.
The emerging medical care, educational, and caretaking facilities at Zanmi Beni have proven to be critical to the survival of many of the disabled children there. For Evans Revelis, their overall well-being is crucial.
What we do is have those kids like our own kids. We work like being their family. You have to share with the kids your love, your knowledge, your character. You try to be part of their life.
I feel like if someone asks me in 30 or 50 years what I've done with my life, I'm going to remember teaching music to kids at Zanmi Beni.
UNCSA French horn student Meredith Bain. Jonathan Milner plans on revisiting Zomni Beni with his family this December. He'll be taking another group of students back next May. Kathleen Coker, WFDD News.